All right, it's 7:35. We're back at News Radio 99.3, 1490 KBUR. Chelsea from the Greater Burlington Partnership. And now, and hold on, it works better when I turn the microphone on.
There, oh, hey, go. Good morning.
Good morning. And you're here to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the Greater Burlington area. Looks like a whole lot going on for the month of August.
That's right. August is already next week and kicking off the start of the month. I hope everybody has already heard about it, but the Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament is going to take place August 4th and 5th, right down here on the riverfront. And we got word just the other day there's 137 teams registered, so that'll be 548 players right down there on the riverfront.
Wow, and is there still room open for more teams, or is that it?
No, registration is closed. They close it a couple weeks in advance so that they can get the brackets ready to go.
And there's teams from just all over the area and all over. Is that just more of a local thing, or is that?
So Macker handles all the registration, so I'm not exactly sure where all the teams are from, but I know they're regional. We marketed as far out as Quincy and Peoria, and then there's, you know, Macker started in Michigan, and there's teams from Michigan that just like to travel the Macker circuit all summer long. So okay, we'll have people from all over here.
I do know we have one team from City Hall. I believe the City Holler Ballers is what
City Holler Ballers are in. So that's going to be a good time. So everybody should come down and make sure they check them out. And, you know, not only are the games going on Saturday and Sunday, but we're going to have a specialty game Friday night. Packet pickup for players starts Friday night, and we're going to do a game between the Midwest Magic and the Burlington Fire Department. So,
oh, wow.
That should be a little exciting. And then also the Great River Health System athletic trainers versus the orthopedic specialists. So,
okay. And all that's going on just right down on the riverfront, isn't it?
Right down on the riverfront. So we'll have a beautiful view. The flood wall came down, so there'll be a beautiful view of the river the whole time.
Oh, well, that'll be fantastic. And, of course, also going on Friday Fest.
Yes, Friday Fest will go on during those specialty games with Midwest Magic. And for the August 3rd Friday Fest, they're going to have the mixtape down there. And with Golden Eagle Distributing and Parkside Brewing for your adult beverage choices.
Well, that sounds like a fun day in general there. Get a drink or two and enjoy the view, enjoy the basketball games. Just a good day on the Burlington Riverfront. And then coming up the day after, what do we got? We got at the Boogaloo, Kenny Kindig.
Yes, he's going to be spitting his tunes outdoor in the tiki bar. So
that's always a good time out there, too.
That's right.
See here. The Gus Macker, then, that's going on for a couple of days, looks like.
Yes, August 4th and 5th. And then also on August 5th is the High Five for Kids Night out at 34 Raceway. So that's always a great family-friendly event, and lots of prizes are on the line for kids to go home with, including with a number of bicycles. So
there is nothing like going out to 34 Raceway and the loud engines as they roar past and the smell of gas in the air. That's just always a fun time.
That's right.
And then coming up after that, we've got the Municipal Band Concert on August 5th.
Yes, and August 5th will be their last one of the season. So if you haven't had a chance to go out to Crapo Park yet, now's your chance to go listen to the Municipal Band.
Yeah, and if you've never been out there, that is just, it's one of those really amazing things. You go out there and you've got such a great view, and the park is beautiful, and then the music is just awesome.
Then also on August 11th, the 34 Raceway is bringing a new event to the area called the 34 Throwdown Figure 8 Races. So they'll have something a little bit different out there, and of course it'll keep the viewers on their edge of their seats the whole time.
Absolutely. And then looks like we've got a flea market that's going to be going on in West Burlington.
Yes, there's summertime flea market is back on August 12th, starting at 6 a.m. at the Des Moines County Fairgrounds. And if you're looking for anything from animals to antiques to fun home decor, you'll find it out there.
Yeah, the Pigeon Club swap meet, you absolutely never know what you're going to find. It's different every time. And I think I might have mentioned this last time, but I've got a friend who went out there and randomly like ended up buying a pig one time and then raised it. And I think a lot of it's still in the freezer right now, so that's great. But so then, coming up on August 17th is Jefferson Street Cruise Night.
Yes, Cruise Night is always a great chance to just enjoy Jefferson Street in downtown Burlington, you know, hang out in one of the sidewalk cafes or outside areas of the restaurants and watch those classic cars scoop the loop.
I think the scoop the loop thing was a little bit before my time, but it's always cool just to see that, you know, all the classic cars driving around and all that.
That's right.
Let's see. And then so coming up on August 17th as well at the Crapo Park Band Shell, the Faith Festival.
Yes, this is the fifth annual Faith Festival out at Crapo Park. And this year their talent for the evening is Tony Melendez. And I've been seeing their ads on social media a little bit, and he's got kind of a really cool story. Tony was born without arms, and he travels the world sharing just his God-given talent and his stories about persevering through life. So it should be an interesting evening.
Well, absolutely. That definitely sounds like something everybody should be checking out. And at Stars Cave, one of my favorite places here in the area, on August 18th is the Summer Celebration.
Yes, they're inviting everybody out to Stars Cave on the August 18th at 1 o'clock that afternoon, just because there's been so many changes out at Stars Cave lately. They've fully renovated their nature center and their kind of hands-on interpretive area for the kids and the activities out there. They have a brand new stream table to teach kids about what you can find in our area streams, so it should be a great time. And then they're going to do a little bit of a critter catch also in the Flint River Creek.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, they have done so much work out there, and that place is just beautiful. And so then coming up on the 25th of August, what is Paddle in the Park?
Paddle in the Park is a great time to join the conservationists out at Big Hollow on a Saturday morning, and you can rent the canoes right there from them, and then they kind of give you a guided tour of the lake to tell you what you're experiencing. And this is a very popular activity, so if it's something you think you're interested, make sure you register early because spaces do fill up fast.
And it looks like you can register online for that at mycountyparks.com. So then the Old Couch Outdoor Music Festival. That sounds interesting. That's, what, August 25th?
Yes, this was a new event that the Capitol Theater created last year, and it's backed by popular demand. And so from 4:30 to 10 p.m. that evening, there's going to be 8 different bands on the stage. Admission is only $15. It's kind of a good old classic street fair, street festival, and bands like Eric Pettit Lion, Cedar County Cobras, Not an Exit, and The Crossroads featuring David Kroll and Sean Costanza will all be on the stage.
And then, is that just outside right there by the Capitol?
It is, yep. They'll set the big stage up in the middle of the intersection, and everybody will just hang out in the street.
Well, that sounds like a good time. A lot of good bands on that list, too.
There are,
that'll
yeah.
be a fun time.
Great price.
Absolutely, and that's only $15, and that's for all 8 bands, and I imagine that'll be until 10 p.m., or who knows, maybe even a little bit later, but yeah.
That's right.
And so then another Friday Fest to round out the end of the month there.
That's right. So Labor Day weekend will be another great weekend, and right there on the Mississippi Riverfront. It'll be the final Friday Fest that night with the New Breed Band, and Flex Sales and Parkside Brewing will be down there. And then immediately following Friday Fest, Burlington Heritage Days by American Music Festival is coming back, and Jive Radio is going to kick off Friday night. And then Saturday morning, they're going to have beer for breakfast with some bands going on with your beer and your eggs and your bacon. And then that evening, Saturday evening, we'll cap off with the Decade of Decadence show.
And now Heritage Days, that was gone for a couple of years, wasn't it?
It has. Yeah, it's been gone for 4 or 5 years now, and it's a new organization that's picked it up and trying to bring some new life to it. And I know they've got lots of fun activities planned.
Well, it's great to see that making a comeback. Of course, then still throughout the month of August, of course, the farmers market's still going on every Thursday, too.
Yes, and I know those produce vendors are stocked full every week, and they're selling out quick, too. So if you want some of that produce, make sure you get down there early.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Chelsea, for coming out and letting us know about what's going on throughout the month of August.
Thanks for having us. And as always, you can go to greaterburlington.com and stay up to date with the events that continually get added to the schedule.